She didn't know much more about him than the fact that his name was Johann and he was 47 years old. 12 years her senior, but it felt as though they were of a similar age. Had she turned old or had he kept up his youthful looks? Sophie turned towards him and swallowed hard. "Could we come back to that question a bit later on?" she asked after a brief moment, and a pink blush spread across her cheeks. "I've never done anything like this before," she added, and took a sip of the wine that had been placed on the bar in front of her. Johann smiled at her.
"Of course," he replied. "This is your night, not mine."
It hadn't taken him long to make her relax. He had a great sense of humor and warm hazelnut eyes that gazed at her as if she was the most beautiful woman in the world. Had the situation been different, she would have been proud to introduce him to her friends or bring him home to meet her parents. But this was no ordinary date, and she would probably never get to introduce him to anyone. He was her fancy, nothing else. Sophie nodded when he asked if he could top her glass. "You know what I wrote to you?" she started hesitantly. Johann nodded. "I don't know where this is coming from, but I have a fantasy," she continued, but then stopped herself. Johann didn't say a word. He just took another mouthful of his wine. He had ordered drinks for them both. Sophie received a relatively light white wine, and Johann ordered a full-bodied, earthy Barolo for himself. He swirled the scarlet droplets around his mouth while he savored the complex mix of flavors. He noticed the sage, the violet, and the dried fruits that balanced the earthly tannins. This was a wine that combined the hard with the soft in a perfect union. And the contrast appealed to him. Sophie's contrast had also appealed to him. She had a tremendously innocent look about her with large, light blue eyes and blonde hair. But there, underneath the surface, was something much more daring. He was looking forward to enticing her to reveal more of this side of her character. He suspected that there was much more to Sophie than she knew about herself. "I have sent you some more notes about this already," she said, and blushed even more. Johann nodded. He struggled to grasp that this bashful young woman in front of him was the same woman that had been able to write him so openly and boldly about her desires and fantasies.
"Do you find it tough to talk about it?" he asked.
Sophie nodded.
"Even though you don't have a problem putting it in writing?"
"But that's entirely different," Sophie protested. "I'm used to writing. But not sitting like this opposite a..." She went quiet.
"Opposite a man and telling him about it?"
Johann finished her sentence for her. Sophie nodded again. "Exactly."
"Would it be easier if I started talking, and then you can correct me if I have misunderstood something?"
Sophie gazed at him and radiated relief. "Yes!" she exclaimed. "Thank you!"
"How come you wrote to me in the first place?"
Johann was curious. After initial hesitation, Sophie decided she would be honest with him. "It dawned on me that you could turn my fantasy into reality," she explained, straightened her back as if she was standing up for herself.
"The medical interns?" Johann asked.
Sophie's eyes were firmly fixed on the wine glass in front of her, but she nodded in agreement.
"How long have you had these fantasies?"
he asked. "A long time," she replied. "I think I've always been fantasizing about this in some form or another."
"But never tried it before. Why?"
"I have never had that kind of relationship," said Sophie. "It has mostly been straightforward lovemaking, the missionary position and that sort of thing. He didn't want anything else."
"Your husband?"
Johann asked, but quickly corrected himself.
"Sorry, ex-husband."
Sophie nodded once more.
"And now you fancy trying something else?"